Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP again. I'm dealing with the sealing of the Holy Spirit, but I want to move on to the 14th verse as we continue really the topic of the Holy Spirit, the 14th verse of Ephesians 1, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. The who here is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. We'll talk about the redemption of the purchased possession later. Let's deal with the guarantee of our inheritance. The word guarantee is better translated down payment or earnest money. If you ever buy a house, the bank is probably going to ask for a down payment against the price of the house, 10%, 15%, whatever. Or at the realtor, or the seller rather, may ask for some earnest money in lieu of you giving them a down payment. So whether the bank wants money or the seller wants money, you come up with something that is a guarantee that you intend to purchase this house or whatever. In the instance that Paul uses guarantee, earnest or down payment, you can look at it as God placing into you a portion of what will be yours in fullness someday. We are partakers of His fullness now, but we haven't yet walked into the fullness of our inheritance. Otherwise, there wouldn't need to be the redemption of our bodies, and that's coming. To use a comparison scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, which is one of my favorite passages in the whole Bible. I love the whole reconciled to God portion, but there's the judgment seat of Christ, which is powerful, and there's the assurance of a resurrection. 2 Corinthians 5:5, now He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. And again, same Greek word, down payment or earnest money. The Holy Spirit is our guarantee. I read one scholar who said it this way, and I jotted this down years ago in my Bible, so I can't give credit to where it's due. I don't know who it was. He has given us the Spirit as an engagement ring. Regard the Holy Spirit as the engagement ring that God has placed upon you. Paul would talk to the church as it was a chaste virgin ready to consummate her relationship with her husband. And he spoke to the church in those terms, that he was looking forward to presenting the church as a chaste virgin to Christ. And in that marital relationship, you could look at the Holy Spirit as the guarantee that I have. I don't know if it's an engagement ring as much as it is a wedding ring. It's the guarantee that I am part of someone else. When I look at my wedding ring, it reminds me that I am in a covenant. Not that I need my wedding ring to be reminded of it, but it reminds me that I am in a covenant with my wife, and she is in a covenant with me. And we, as we do wedding ceremonies, one of the things we'll say about a ring is it's circular because the love lasts forever. There's no end. There's limits to that illustration, of course. But think of it in the terms that the Holy Spirit has been given to you so that in your walk with God, you realize God has put a major investment into you. That's supposed to be the symbolism behind a man putting so much of his money into that engagement or wedding ring, is because he's put a great investment into calling this woman his own. And the Holy Spirit is your sign that God has placed a great investment. You're the guarantee. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance and until the redemption of the purchased possession. We'll talk about that redemption of the purchased possession tomorrow. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.